Headline Challenge. BBC Tees.
And here he is, the editor of the Northern Echo, who would never have a pink thong out of his backpack at a bus stop. It's Peter Barron. Peter, good morning to you.
I beg your pardon. I've only just joined this conversation, well, so I don't know why I would have a pink thong.
Well, can I just tell you, we're talking about wardrobe malfunctions today,
right,
Peter, because Madonna fell off stage whilst wearing the cape. So we're asking people for those occasions when our clothing has got us tangled up a little bit. So I'll just read it out once more, because you didn't hear it, because it has made me chuckle all day, ever since Ken told me about this. Ken said, one day I was at the bus stop with my backpack. My bag had been in the cupboard with the laundry, and I hadn't realised that my girlfriend's pink thong was attached to it until a stranger at the bus stop told me.
I was once playing tennis and I got hit with the ball on the button of my shorts and my shorts fell down.
Oh, goodness me, Peter.
Yeah, I know.
First
that
service.
That was a bit embarrassing.
Right, let's move on to the headline challenge then. And the story today, this makes me chuckle as well.
Oh, this is brilliant. There's a real-life Del boy somewhere in Croydon who has been selling fake bottles of Chanel No. 5 perfume, misspelled. Somebody tipped the police off, but he's done a runner.
So we've got Chamel No. 5 perfume at Croydon Market.
Correct.
I think he's trying to flog it for about a tenner a bottle.
Yeah.
Your headline to go with the story is...
Law and Order.
Law and Order.
You see what we've done, don't you?
I can see exactly what you've done there, but will it be fragrant enough to get the points, or can we come up with something a bit sweeter? Away we go, Sarah. Then what have we got?
Loads. We've got loads.
Yes.
That's what we've got, Ali. Loads of them. Thank you very much to everyone who sent them in. Sorry if we don't read yours out. Darren says he's totally out of odour.
Mm.
Okay.
Richard says an aroma felony.
Yeah, quite like
okay.
That.
Eileen says no Chanel, not Coco Chanel. Dave says a right pong and dance. Stephen says only fumes and horses. And Michael says he's going to get sent down.
Yes, yeah.
We've got Jimmy and Mark both say brand on the run. Brand on the run, get it?
Yeah.
Stevie says hot on the scent. David and Carol have both said in film titles. David says The Imitation Game, and Carol says Scent of a Con Man. But the one we're going
with, some great ones there. Yes, which
it
one?
Is. The one I like very much. It's from Andy, because you said the guy was a bit like Del Boy.
Yeah,
you know it makes sense.
You know it makes sense.
Picked the wrong one there, haven't you?
Well, you say that every day.
No, I don't actually say it. I haven't said it for ages.
Well, you do. You make me feel stupid and like I get it wrong. And
I don't make you feel stupid.
I do that all by myself.
You do that all yourself.
Right, okay.
Thank you.
You don't mix. Where have we got? What, Sarah, what have we got?
We're going with you know it makes sense.
Get some control over this, Ali. Come on.
You know it makes sense.
Yeah.
BBC Tees Breakfast, Law and Order. Northern Echo, Kerry, the arbiter of all things fair. I was confused by these two having a go with each other.
Yeah, well, I think I picked it up, and I like teasers today. You know, it makes sense. So three all.
That stinks, that, Ali.